A group of four-year-olds settle into their tiny chairs and attempt to open their cheese and cracker packages.
If you need help opening your snack, please ask a friend or ask a teacher. Do not use your teeth.
Preschool teacher Tammy Lozano helps a child put her straw into her juice box. Lozano says for many children, the food they get at school is the only food they eat all day. 84% of the children at Killip Elementary qualify for free and reduced meals.
The worst moments, I think, are around holidays. There's a lot of frustrations at home, I'm sure, with not being able to provide a meal for the holidays because the school is out and they're having to find childcare because parents have to work.
Flagstaff's poverty rate has steadily climbed over the last decade. Today, like the rest of the region, more than half of Flagstaff's students are poor. And the amount of state and federal funds per pupil averages about $6,000. In Massachusetts, home to some of the best schools in the country, students get more than twice that amount. So Flagstaff educators trying to make the biggest impact with little funds have recently focused their efforts on two major populations, toddlers and their parents. Killip Elementary Principal Joe Gutierrez says too many students were coming into kindergarten unprepared, speaking little or no English. So he decided to use some of their federal dollars to open up a preschool.
Many of our parents cannot afford to send their kids to preschool, so they send them to childcare. There's a great big difference between preschool and childcare.
And for their parents, the county just started offering Moms and Dads Parenting College. It's currently funded by a local grant. The idea started in Harlem, but was adapted for Flagstaff by County School Superintendent Robert Kelty. He says teaching parents about early childhood education is the key.
We've designed our educational systems to not value the most important period of our educational mind. So how do you change that culture of perception? It's going to take a long time. But right now, I think what we did right was just starting at the home. Let's first start with empowering our parents of what they can do at home.
Kelty, a former Arizona Teacher of the Year, is a bit of a visionary. He believes through programs like this, parents can change behaviors at home and prepare their children better for school.
If you empower families with knowledge, behaviors will change. And if you empower people with community, people will not feel so isolated. And that type of community will also bring out the best in us.
Kelty hired Renee Hobbs to run the program. Hobbs says the moms and dads, many of them teenagers, discuss their own upbringing and how that influences their parenting decisions.
Some students will express it as humor. Oh, yeah, I used to get kicked and, you know, and he was crazy. And then after 15 minutes more of the conversation, she's like, you're right, that did impact me. There were times where I wanted to commit suicide, and now I've realized that's not okay to do, and I'm empowering others, telling my story so it doesn't happen to them.
Another innovation, the school district is spending some of its federal dollars earmarked for poor students on a family resource center, where parents and kids can get their basic needs met. Many come for the free tutoring. Some come for much more: showers, clothes, food. They can even do their laundry. Rosie Mitchell and her 11-year-old daughter Leanne are homeless. They live in their car half of the year and in colder months stay with family. Across the room, a volunteer helps Leanne with her math homework. Mom Rosie sits at a desk writing in a notebook.
What are you working on, if you don't mind me asking?
Vocabulary words and all that stuff. So I can start teaching my daughter some of the words and all that.
So you're teaching yourself in order to help her?
Yeah, some of the words I didn't even know.
Flagstaff educators believe it's a two-pronged strategy, working with parents as well as their children to eventually break the cycle of poverty. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.